All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
It was game two of 162, and the Yankees were in Houston to take on the Astros behind Carlos Rodon, who was looking to put a bad first season with the Yankees behind him. My recap, your reactions, coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium.
New York City.
Just when they thought I was out,
they pull me back in.
Hey, all right. Two games, two very close games, hard-fought games with serious playoff vibes. And for the Yankees, two comeback wins on enemy territory in consecutive days. It is absolutely what you want. Another great night for Oswaldo Cabrera. First Yankee since Starlin Castro to have a four-hit game in the second game of the season. He went 4-for-5. Another good night for Juan Soto, who gave us all a scare at one point. And Carlos Rodon, bent but did not break. Got to give him a round of applause. Really nice job. I tell you what, though, the jerseys this year are absolutely, completely disgusting. They were created by a new manufacturer. I don't know if everybody's followed this story. It used to be made by Majestic and then Nike. And now this year, Fanatics, something like that. And they're very thin. They're supposed to be moisture resistant, but my God, everyone looked drenched out there tonight, especially the pitchers. It's actually kind of gross. Aroldis Chapman is going to need to wear like three jerseys. He's going to have to wear layers. Carlos Rodon looked like he was on the set of a James Cameron movie, just dripping, soaked. Tonight's game was on Apple TV, so that's why we're getting the highlights nice and early. I think I might just make this a more frequent thing, just have the highlights up early in the game, early in the podcast here. In case you missed the game, you can see them nice and big, full screen. But if you missed it, yes, it was on Apple TV. It's going to happen a number of times this year, but that is one of the reasons why this channel exists, in case you missed the game. So, big start for Carlos Rodon tonight with a 2.50 ERA in his career against the Astros. That is one of the reasons they picked him up. Obviously, terrible last season. Had the back injury in spring training and never recovered. Finished at 3-8 with a 6.85 ERA, which is just bad beyond words. Alex Gershel says, imagine CC Sabathia with these jerseys. Oh, my. I don't know if I want to imagine that.
Over there, like, winning.
With the exception of Gerrit Cole's injury and Juan Soto's first year in pinstripes, Carlos Rodon has potential to be the biggest story for the Yankees this season. Will he bounce back from an absolutely atrocious first season with the Yankees? Worth noting also that the Yankees picked up TJ Brubaker, a starting pitcher who has pretty good metrics but has not pitched since 2022 with the Pirates. He's recovering from Tommy John surgery, expected back in July. I honestly see this as more of a move for next year. He's got some control. He's got a decent FIP or fielding independent pitching, so the Yankees might be able to turn him into something. But this year, kind of like an emergency guy, maybe he'll be strong down the stretch, but I wouldn't look for much from him. Another reason I was looking forward to tonight's game was Austin Wells was making his season debut. He swung the bat great at the end of last season and again in spring training, had a big bunt tonight. And the Astros can run the bases, so I was curious to see how he would do behind the plate. They ran on him pretty well. Christian Javier was on the mound for the Astros. He absolutely gives the Yankees fits. Always has, probably always will. He was filthy again tonight. I mean, he just shut the Yankees down. Six shutout innings. Juan Soto and Oswaldo Cabrera were really the only guys who didn't look completely overmatched by Christian Javier. And Stanton, I know he had a home run in this game, but if there was a giant asteroid headed for the Atlantic Ocean, and the only way to save the world was for Giancarlo Stanton to hit a Christian Javier slider, guess what? Surf's up. Oh! So, Yankees win another game. They're 2-0 on the season. Let's talk about it.
Let's get it going.
chat filling up, over 775 in the chat. Go ahead and hit that like and subscribe. So with Rodon, what you're looking at early on is velocity, because at the end of the season, his velocity was down. There was some mixed results with his velocity in spring training. You're looking for the high velocity, 96, 97, 98. You're looking for the ride on the fastball, guys being late. And they were. Problem was, he was missing out of the zone a lot. He was up. But I think he'll dial that back in as the season goes along. Fun moment against Kyle Tucker. He came up and in. I don't think it was on purpose, but it almost took his head off. Like that cardboard cutout in Major League. Remember that when Charlie Sheen's warming up in the bullpen, he hits the cardboard cutout and the whole head comes off? Two nights in a row with a Major League reference. I think that's a record. Anyway, next pitch was a nasty slider, and he kind of bailed out. Tucker did. Like, I don't know if you remember John Kruk against Randy Johnson in the 93 All-Star game at Camden Yards, where he just threw his hands out there, threw his ass out there, and bailed. But he was sitting at 96, 97 with the fastball. The stuff was good. I'm encouraged. Control was not great. He had three walks. But that's to be expected at this point in the season. Framber Valdez couldn't get the ball over the plate at all yesterday either. In the third inning, when the game came back on Apple TV, and kudos to Apple TV, they've added alternate broadcasts for audio. So we were able to get John and Susan tonight, and great picture quality on there. I watched a little bit on the Magic Hat, and I watched a little bit on the computer, but beautiful presentation. Anyway, third inning, the cameras come back on, and Juan Soto is hunched over in some kind of discomfort, and you see the trainer running out to him. So I'm sitting here going into cardiac arrest, just... Turns out he's okay. It was a cramp. I saw him scarfing down a banana later in the game, so probably just inferior potassium, as Borat would say. Carlos Rodon pitched into and out of trouble in both the third and fourth innings. A lot of pitches. He had some hard hit balls too, but right at guys. He did wiggle out of trouble when he needed to. Had to change his jersey a couple of times. Final line, 4 1/3 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Honestly, not even April yet, so I'm not worried about him not going that deep into a game. Not a horrible performance. I did feel like he had an extra gear tonight when he needed it. He did not have that last year, so that was good to see. It was a grind for sure. Gritty, and again, March 29th, you'll take it. Job well done. I think the Apple announcers put it well. He showed us glimpses of the old Carlos Rodon. He dialed it up when he needed to. He bent, but he did not break. Obviously, you want more length, but it could have been even better if Alex Verdugo had come up with a couple of tough catches that he missed. I'm not blaming Alex Verdugo here because those were tough plays, but they led to more pitches and probably a shorter outing for Rodon, if we're being honest. Nick Birdie came in and made his first relief appearance of the season in relief of Carlos, did a nice job. Luke Weaver looked good out there today. Top seven, Yankees got on the board. Very patient at bats from the youngsters. Volpe, who had great at bats yesterday, picked up a walk. Wells with a walk, crucial walks. And then Oswaldo Cabrera tied the game with a line drive single through the left side. Next batter was Gleyber Torres, who got smoked by an up-and-in fastball to the right thumb. He crumpled to the ground in pain, unfortunately, and it's not what you want. Second day in a row that a Yankees hitter has been drilled by an up-and-in fastball. Rizzo yesterday, Torres today. He stayed in the game to run the bases, but took himself out of the game during a meeting on the mound in the bottom half of the seventh. You'd have to imagine that he's going to get some x-rays tonight. Jamai Jones came in and played second base, got some balls hit to him, did a nice job. Anyway, the hit-by-pitch loaded the bases for Juan Soto, who eyeballed a few very close pitches again and drew a bases-loaded walk to give the Yankees the lead, a lead which they would not relinquish. It's uncanny how he just doesn't swing at pitches out of the zone. I don't think he chased the ball out of the zone all night. He is absolutely incredible. Yankees took a commanding lead on some terrible Astros defense and another big hit from Oswaldo in the eighth. So Volpe grounded into what should have been a double play, but Pena tried to rush the throw to second base, and Verdugo went in hard, hard-nosed slide into second, and the ball got away. Then Austin Wells dropped down a surprise bunt, pitcher threw it into right field, and runners came around, and then Oswaldo Cabrera ripped one up the middle to make it 6-1 for the Yankees, and he is absolutely on fire to open the season.
He's on fire!
And we got some super chats rolling in. I'll get to them after the recap, I promise. They added a new feature to my software this year where the super chats automatically get saved so I can go to a different tab and I won't miss any. I know occasionally I would miss some last year, but that will not happen this year. And we'll read them as long as they're not awful. Anyway, so second night in a row that the Yankees batted around. And then in the top of the ninth, the Yankees tacked one on courtesy of Big G.
John Carlos Stanton rips one out.
Nice Stantonian blast.
Giancarlo Stanton hits it out.
Absolute laser beam. So we know he can still do it. This was a slider, I believe. And Jesse, by the way, says, would not have been a DP, I agree. They were trying to rush it because of Volpe's speed. As you see him hit one over the 1.5 sign. Nice shot for Giancarlo Stanton. First home run of the year, 109 mile an hour. Exit velocity, laser beam. Clayton Beter made his major league debut in the ninth, had an easy inning, and the Yankees win 7-1.
Ball game over. Yankees win.
And Robert Ryan brings up the Alvarez double play. So I didn't mention that as part of the recap, but I was preparing for the game. But so there was a funny play where Alvarez rounded first base. The ball got thrown away, and he just kind of stood there in the baseline, forgot the rules of baseball for a minute, got tagged out for a double play. Hey, that's baseball. Anyway, Yankees are 2-0. They've taken both games in enemy territory against the Astros, who are 0-2 for the first time in 13 years. We got to hand out the nightly hardware. Oswaldo almost won the belt last night, but Soto stole it at the last moment. But tonight, the Wizard, who is back, left absolutely no doubt. Sid from Ice Age. You can't tell me he doesn't look like Sid from Ice Age. Anyway, 4-for-5 game, had a chance at 5 hits, but struck out in the top of the ninth. I was rooting for a 3-run home run right there just to put the exclamation point on things. But it is what it is. Hey, a reminder real quick. If you're new, we got over 1,300 people in the chat watching live. Go ahead and subscribe. If you're just somebody who watches a lot and hasn't subscribed, go ahead and subscribe. You know, new, discovering us for the first time, subscribe. It helps other Yankees fans find the channel, and we try and have a good time here. It helps us get better guests. We had Ken Rosenthal on this winter, Todd Frazier, Max Goodman making more regular appearances. I hired a co-host. We can do a lot more things, a lot more merch. We got Scott Braun on the other night. Eric Kratz was on. He said he wants to do another post game with us this year. So I got him penciled in for when the Martian comes back because I sent him a Martian hoodie. So I want to make him wear it on the on the live show. Anyway, keep those likes coming. Keep those subscriptions coming. And selfishly, I want to make a push for 40,000 because we would be the second Yankees podcast to cross the 40,000 mark. Let's go ahead and take a look at the box score tonight. But first, let's get to some super chats. So Ian says, the photo of Altuve flying back off the plate should be framed at the MOMA. I don't know what MOMA. Museum of Modern Art, maybe? How'd he not see that coming? Was his buzzer malfunctioning? I like it. Tyrone Jackson says, appreciate your content. Love you going live as soon as the game ends. I always do try to go live as soon as I can after the game. The only time that I'm a little bit late is when stuff happens in the ninth inning because it takes a minute to get the highlights. But usually we have the stream up and running and people can, you know, hop on and wait and be there when the game goes live. But appreciate it. Aaron. Aaron says, how many random PED tests is Waldo getting now? Look, I mean, he's just hitting line drives. That's what we need. I also like the opposite field double. You know, he's a switch hitter, but much better from the left side and swinging the bat well from the left side so far this year. Chick Lit says the Astros embarrassing themselves. I am here for it. It's too early, but at least we've earned a split. They will not take their opening series against us. Mr. XS Humarux says Lefty Waldo may be our secret weapon instead of switch hitting Waldo. I tell you what, if he can hit lefties lefty, then let him try it. And then Victor Ortiz says, do you see a difference in Oswaldo's swing? Looks the same to me, just better results. You know, it looks the same to me, and thank you for the dono.
Yes! Hell yeah!
He did hit with Aaron Judge and Gleyber Torres all winter. And so, you know, you have to think that he made some adjustments. He got better by being around those guys. There was an interesting story during the game where I was listening to the broadcast with John and Susan. And Susan was talking about how she was interviewing Oswaldo before the game. And he had to stop mid-interview because Juan Soto was going to take batting practice. And he wanted to go there and watch him and just watch how he does things. Obviously, that's huge. Now, with Juan Soto, he obviously is a dynamic offensive player. Huge power. But when he's in batting practice, they say, he goes line drive, opposite field, over and over and over again. And we saw one in the game tonight in the first inning. Line drive right over the shortstop. When you're down to two strikes and you're at bat, you know, it's a good approach to let the ball travel a little bit more, right? Most pitchers are going to try and get you out away most of the time. That's not true of everybody or every at bat, but most of the time with two strikes, you're going to get a pitch away, either a fastball away trying to freeze you or a breaking ball away. So it seems like with two strikes, he just sits back, waits for that ball to travel, let it do whatever it's going to do, and just take a late swing and hit it the other way. That's the secret to hitting the other way. When you're a kid, a lot of times if you're playing, I don't know, Little League or whatever, the coach will say, if you're hitting the ball the opposite way, you're late, you're swinging late. But what you're really doing is, you know, taking the ball the other way correctly. You when you're hitting the ball the other way, you just take your normal swing, you wait for it to get a little bit deeper and put your normal swing on it and try and barrel it up. Now, we saw Oswaldo do that a couple of times today. So maybe he's watching Soto and trying to learn from him in the way that he approaches his at-bats, especially with taking the ball the other way. So that's my hope. We got some breaking news. I do have a sound for that somewhere, but I can't find it right now. X-rays negative for Gleyber Torres. That's what you want to hear. Wouldn't shock me if he's out of the lineup tomorrow or for a couple of days, though. So, anyway, Val in NY says, man, the ball was finding Verdugo in those early innings. Thought he was going to make that diving catch, but he missed. Yeah, he bobbled. He also had a play up against the left field foul wall that he jumped for and couldn't bring in. You got to think the fans were probably giving him a hard time, too. Look, I like what I'm seeing from Verdugo so far. I know that he doesn't have the greatest reputation. I know Jonathan Papelbon was all over him this winter on foul territory and on social media. I saw every word out of his mouth live, and it made me a little skeptical. And then I saw Joel Sherman on foul territory talk about, well, I think the Yankees in June are going to be upset that they traded for Verdugo. What I'm seeing from Verdugo is a guy who plays hard, who wants to win, who's excited. He's obviously friends with Aaron Judge. After every play, they're slapping hands, they're smiling, they're laughing. He's got good speed. He has tough at-bats. Look, he's not going to be a 30-30 guy. He's going to be a solid left fielder who he made a great catch last night. He ran down a couple of nice plays tonight. He's got a good arm. We saw that last year. He's tough to strike out. You know, I think he struck out 96 times in his season high. And that, like I said a couple of weeks ago, that's the first half for some Yankees. So I'm liking what we're seeing early returns from Mr. Alex Verdugo. Anyway, and Victor Ortiz says Papelbon doesn't have the best reputation either. Granted, you know, different strokes for different folks. Not everybody's going to get along with everybody. That's just the nature of the world we live in. So, hey, Yankees win a good one. And unfortunately for the Astros, the best they can do is split now. So Astros fans, you got to imagine right now are sweating, not feeling great about this. Yankees win 7-1. All right, let's take a few more of your comments here. We got another super chat here from Wyatt Bard. Says, should we be concerned with Aaron Judge? No, too early to be concerned with Aaron Judge. He's typically kind of a slow starter, I think. You know, he had a home run opening day last year, but he doesn't always get off to a hot start. And he missed a lot of spring training. You know, I think he only had about 30 at-bats in spring training. You'd like to get about 50. So I'm really counting on his first 20 at-bats of the season. And now he's had about, what, he had five today, he had four yesterday. So he's had nine at-bats, nine plate appearances. I'm counting on him taking another couple of days to kind of round into form. I expect him to get going against the D-backs. That's my projection. He's going to pick up a couple of big hits against the Diamondbacks. Anyway, Supreme Panda says, y'all shouldn't be talking. Astros beat y'all in the playoffs. Well, that's true, but we won tonight. And last night. And Astros have a nice big donut in the win column. Let's wrap it up.
I gotta get out of here.
Supreme Panda says, shut up. Nobody wants to hear all of this. And now he has been snapped like Thanos into the netherworld. Word Lifer says, two wins from an ice-cold Aaron Judge and also without Garrett Cole. Now, tomorrow, we're going to get Marcus Stroman, I do believe. Let's take a look just to verify, because I don't know if the Yankees have changed it up, but he was slotted to be the number three starter, and he will pitch against Hunter Brown tomorrow. Now, what you're looking for from Stroman is kind of the opposite of what you're looking for from Rodon. You want to see movement. You want to see the ball sinking. You're not looking for upper 90s. You want to see spotting his pitches, getting ground balls. He's a sinker ball pitcher. He keeps the ball on the ground. Yankees have done a good job keeping the ball in the ballpark, and looking for that to continue tomorrow night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for watching again. If you're new here, like and subscribe. Check out the shop, nyyrecaps.shop. We got lots of merch, lots of Yankees merch, Juan Soto stuff, Aaron Judge stuff, mugs, hats, whatever. Let me show you some of these new hats, by the way. So we got trucker hats for the fun hat. The fun hat, the regular fun hat, has been selling out like hotcakes. So do hotcakes sell that much? I guess. But we got three trucker hats, three versions now. So you get the blue back and the white front with the fun hat. And then we got the white mesh with the blue front and the fun hat. And then we got an all white version, which my dad loves to wear white hats. So I'll probably get one of these for him. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you tomorrow.